And now, Elite News.
Elite.
Oh, man. So we had week three.
Busy week.
Oof. But boy, it was a lot of pain to get through week two. And I'm talking about injuries.
Mm-hmm. The bug is real here.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, we started at the top. Saquon, out for the season. Torn ACL.
Crazy.
Oof. So then you go on the defensive side. Some might affect some IDP interest. Joey Bosa, 49ers, out for the season also. Yeah, so then you come back. Christian McCaffrey has an injury with his ankle. So it seems like he may be, I think the window is 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. 4 to 6.
For him. I mean, like you just keep going down the list. It was so many impactful. We can go on and on as far as injuries from Tyrod Taylor. Wasn't even able to play due to some injection that he got prior to the game, and the reaction to that wasn't well. So that was a weird one. The rookie got in.
That was real crazy. He also got Paris Campbell out there. He done pretty much for the season with an MCL torn. So
actually, talk about a couple of running backs. Cam Akers against the Eagles seemed to hurt his ribs, so he may be out a couple of weeks. It's there. Michael Thomas, of course, we already know was actually out and seems to be probably going to miss a couple of more weeks with that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's been a hurt piece. Hurt piece.
Week two was a rough one to the point I think Odell even sent out a text like, oh man, he sent out prayers to his fellow peers as far as like, yeah, like he's seen the number of injuries. It was definitely insane. And then when you talk about Drew Lock, is another one, quarterback for the Denver Broncos, seems like he's going to be missed some weeks. He's injured. So
All that camp that they missed, I think it really is showing.
Yeah,
showing.
So that's what I was going to say. Is this a telling type of situation? Like, this is actually a reflection of probably, the odd offseason and a lack of being able to prepare for it. Mm-hmm. And now we kind of left with this. That's week two. I'm sure a lot of teams were definitely affected as far as how the number of injuries that they're actually, had on their teams. I know my teams on both leagues are actually affected. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure if you're in any leagues, I'm sure it's the same situation. Like, yeah, you're also being affected by, and it's ability to adjust, right? And what can you pick up to kind of fill in for a couple of weeks you may need? Man, injuries. But Christian McCaffrey, that one was a surprise. He seemed to be so,
Stop bringing him up. He's in my redraft. Stop bringing it up.
Help me.
I had to bring him up again just to let you kind of get that pain. I wanted you to vent. It's therapeutic, cuz.
Last year I had Saquon and had a similar thing happen last year where I think the second game of the season he was gone for about 5, 6, 7 weeks and then he came back and he wasn't the same. So, yeah, every year you always got to deal with issues like that. So, big up to those who, y'all have to deal with this injury bug. I mean, on top of the pandemic, so just buckle in because it's gonna be a long season.
It's gonna be an interesting season. I don't think we have seen the last of the injuries, right? I think it's fair to say that it's gonna be a rash of injuries for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. I expect it. And your ability to be able to navigate and hopefully have some depth on your bench and things like that, hopefully, or as fantasy wise, is gonna help you. As far as your team, that's a whole another different story for sure.
We back.
Let's go. Week three.
Week three, baby.
EC in the building. Welcome.
Welcome, 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 one all. Welcome, one more. Come on.
I'm excited.
Yeah, man.
Week three. Tear off the band-aids. Yeah, we here already. Can't believe it. It seemed like it was such a, like I said, it seemed like it was such a long lead up to the season. It's just like now, we already through 2 weeks. Here we come, Thursday night football. This week we got the Miami Dolphins at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, man, the battle of the Florida.
Right, Duval. Yeah. Duval. Miami coming in 0-2. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, they did get a win, 1-1. For me, what I want to actually see, what I'm going to be tuning in to see is like, does Tua get an opportunity? Do they unveil? Is it his time? If it gets ugly, I want to see if that happens.
If the magic fizzles out, yeah, you gotta actually ask yourself, what do I lose from putting Tua in? I mean, yeah, he could get hurt, but do I want him to get those reps now, before next year starts? So
Thursday night game, kind of all the lights on you per se. You know, that's that would be a chance to, I think, kind of sneak them in there. But I'm not sure that they pulled that trigger yet.
Not yet.
But it's going to be something we're going to be watching all season. I'm just a little anxious. I want to see the kid for sure. But Thursday night football. Listen, Uncle Rico has been doing well with his receivers. I like DJ Shark. Right. My man is he's been consistent. He hasn't had the biggest numbers yet, but he's been definitely consistent. Keelan Cole, I think he's actually like a wide receiver three. He's going neck to neck with DJ as far as like receptions. Right. The surprise to me, though, is in the backfield, the running back, James Robinson.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
came out of left field on him. And I mean, he's a well-oiled machine. Like, he's actually taken a lot of steps forward week in and week out. He had a little hiccup that week one where he had a little trouble, but I mean, honestly, he's making the most of his opportunities, and I like how he look out there on the field.
Absolutely. Totally agree. He's been a pleasant surprise. Seems to be the workhorse for that backfield. Of course, he gets spelled from time to time with Chris Thompson. But for the most part, he's a lead horse, and that's something that I was shocked to see. I see him as an RB2. Like we talked about, Fitz magic. Is it still gonna be magic on Thursday night?
I hope. Yeah. I hope it's only game on.
Devontae Parker, he's actually dealing with a hamstring injury. Right. He's been limited at practice, so that's something to keep an eye on for sure. I'm not sure if he's gonna be able to go in a short week. That'll remain to be seen. And then we talk about Preston Williams.
Yeah, man.
He's for me like a wide receiver three. I think he's going to benefit if Parker's not able to go. He's going to definitely pick up some of those targets. So I definitely expect his production to go up. And then I got a little sleeper that I'm going to sneak in there.
Who that?
Miles Gaskin. He's actually the running back for Miami. I like his little PPR level. Surprisingly, he seems to be getting more reps than actually Jordan Howard. Out of that backfield, and also Matt Breida. So, you know, that's something to actually definitely watch again in those deeper leagues. He's a nice little sleeper there. In this game, like I said, does Miami fall to 0-3? I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they do. I think that Fitzmagic may make it interesting. It could be a back and forth type of situation, because the Jaguars defense, I wouldn't say that they're as formidable as we've known them to be in the past. So I expect that there could kind of be a little duel that can go back and forth there. But I think the Jags find a way to come out of that and actually improve the 2-1.
I actually second that, and I agree with you 100% that Jacksonville will probably take this W. And, you know, just to elaborate on why I think they're going to get the W, I just think that they're a more well-rounded team. Jacksonville, it seems like that organization, they want to get back to where they were, because, you know, they were right there knocking on the title door as to where Miami, Miami's trying to find themselves. You can already see it in the writing that with Tua being on the bench, Fitzmagic, he's not your starting quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years. Let's be honest.
That's a funny part that you bring up there, because at the start of the season, though, I was thinking Jacksonville, you know what I mean? They had just had their fire sale, right? They got rid of so many players. And I was thinking, like, you know, they don't know what they want to do. They're going to struggle throughout the year. But you bring up a great point. They seem to have turned the corner, even though they lost the game, where they were still competitive, right? They like you said, they have a familiarity as far as Uncle Rico and those receivers. You know, last year, you know, they kind of went through that with Foles being injured. They had a lot of games where they played, and I think he's built up a rapport with a lot of them so far for sure.
Right.
You're right. They definitely seem to have a more of a chemistry together. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be telling in this game. Whereas Miami, it's still trying to figure it out. They're trying to decide, like we talked about a little bit, when to turn the page to the rookie. When is the right time? And, you know, and at the same time, still trying to try Fitzmagic out there. But is that going to actually equate it to wins? And if it doesn't equate to wins, why not put the rookie out there, right?
Correct. See, now, and also, to your point, you know, like you said, they got Fitzmagic out there at the helm. He's known for throwing the ball. He's going to unload a 40, 50-yard bomb at least once every game.
Like, you better believe it.
Promise you. But with Devontae Parker now being out, they have to rely more on that backfield. You got, like, as you said earlier, they got Howard. They also had Breida. And then you also threw in a nice little sneaky little sneaky sleeper on them. Like, and I did a little homework on Gaskins as to where... Yeah, sleep on him, Gaskin. Right? Sleep on him, Gaskin. with Gaskins, I think he's more familiar with that team as a whole. Right. You know what I mean? Right. He's been there. You know, you got Jordan Howard.
The quarterback is key, right? That be able to pick up those blitz pickups as far as in throwing situations. So, yeah, that's a great point. Howard was with the Eagles, you know, the year before. So, mm-hmm. you know, he's not as familiar with that offense. That's a great point mm-hmm. there. And then the same thing with Britta. He was with San Francisco. So he's still trying to get a little more familiar with the team. So you're right. As far as that revolving or running back committee type situation they have in Miami, mm-hmm. Gaskins Miles seems to actually benefit the most because he's been there before. And so he knows a little bit. And if you can protect the quarterback, that's going to be the biggest key, especially whenever they decide to turn that page into a, you got to make sure that you're able to protect that investment to the best of the ability, right?
Yes,
you don't want a situation where he's getting hit a number of times. So
yeah, they're going to have him back there to protect him. But I just think Gaskins and that PPR is definitely going to, it's going to boost their level just a little bit. It's going to make it a little closer to the sexy side, but this is more of a personality type date as it was told to us earlier. I think it'll hold true. This ain't a sexy game. But
nice personality type deal. Absolutely. Yeah. it's not the sexy pick, but I definitely think this game could be very interesting. I'm going to be tuned in fully. And like I said, I think that Jacksonville figures out a way. But I wouldn't be surprised if some magic kind of drips out there, you know, from Miami.
He gets lucky every season, so you never know. Stay tuned.
Right. And, you know, so he has some connections too with his wide receivers. He's been there, so we're going to see. But I think I like Jacksonville. I like Jacksonville to figure out a way to get it done.
Yeah. I just want that division to be nice and locked in so that they can duke it out at the end of the season. Because I always like a nice little Jacksonville versus the Colts, you know, and they all playing for a nice little spot or something like that. It makes it real interesting. I really haven't seen Miami, you know, out there in the playoffs because New England, honestly. But, you know, I just see more of Jacksonville coming out with this W. But, hey, we could be wrong. Doesn't happen that often, though, so.
Right.
That's right.
Definitely tune in.
You know it.